Carol, I owe you an apology. It wasn't my fault, okay? we lost power out in Williamston, and on my way out the door to come to work at 4:39, I hit your number, didn't realize that I did that, and so you got awakened, and I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all
but
right.
But I couldn't see, and I almost fell down the stairs, and it wasn't my fault, Carol.
Well, now I know who it was. Well, I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, it's like, I know people have complaints about me, but can't they wait until a decent hour?
Well, see, I answer my phone no matter what.
Yes, you do. Turn that ringer off, baby, I tell you what. Let's talk about several topics. First of all, I wanted to talk about medical marijuana. This is a hot topic around the state. Communities are trying to figure out how they're going to deal with this issue. Rick Jones, the representative out of Grand Ledge, is really fearful that folks are getting out on the road after attending medicinal marijuana social facilities. And I know you haven't grappled with that, but the city council has figured out a way how to deal with caregivers and how they operate in their homes.
Correct. On Monday, we passed an ordinance that deals with home occupations, and we've had that on the books for a number of years, but what we did was carve in a section that allowed for a caregiver who chooses, I keep emphasizing, chooses to see patients in their homes, some restrictions on how that happens. And this is similar to ordinances that have been adopted in Grand Rapids, East Lansing, a number of other places. And so we felt this was the first and, I hate to use the word easiest, but one of the ways to start carving this out. There are a lot of ambiguities in the law out there, so it's making it difficult to understand and deal with. In fact, yesterday I was in Dearborn with a Michigan Municipal League conference that dealt from 9 in the morning till noon on medical marijuana. I'm meeting with representatives of the Tri-County area this afternoon on the same subject. I think one of the interesting things, though, that did come out of it is there is a bill in the Senate. It's called Senate Bill 618. What that would do is make it illegal for anyone to be growing marijuana in their home. They would actually license 10 facilities throughout the state to grow marijuana, and then you would get a similar to a prescription, and the possibility of working it through a pharmacy is how you would receive your medicine, which would eliminate some of the issues that we have out there with dispensaries and smokehouses and a number of those things.
Let's talk about an ad, and I believe it had to be a campaign ad in dealing with folks who were against Verge Bonero. But the ad basically said that there have been a lot of fees that have been raised to gain revenue for the city of Lansing. And I wanted you to address that, not in support of Verge Bonero necessarily, but the question is, have over the last few years there been increases in a lot of fees for citizens in the city?
Yes, the new fees as well as adding fees. I mean, this year, as an example, we have had on kids camps that had been free to children so that they would have things to do in the neighborhoods. This year there was a fee added to that. We have a new motor carrier ticketing process that allows the city police to ticket trucks that are coming through our municipality that was normally done by Waymasters and state police. We were told that we would generate around $500,000 from those tickets. And so, yes, the mayor's budgets, since he's come into office, have had a number of increases in fees that do add to the bottom line of the revenue.
Did you and did a majority, well, obviously a majority had to vote for it. I guess my question is, did you vote in favor of these fee increases?
Well, and again, we put some other proposals out there to change some of those. There are some of those that we actually, in fact, the ambulance fee that was proposed by the mayor, we managed to work with council members to reduce what the initial percentage of that was, but the mayor has made it clear that he was not going to raise taxes, and in order for every time you say that you're not going to support a fee, then you have to turn around and come up with a way to generate revenue in order to have a balanced budget when you pass it, and then be able to know that you've got six council members that would override a veto. So, yes, there are those of the us that have supported those, but again, these are what has been forthcoming from the administration, and some of those we've managed to turn around and eliminate. In fact, one year there was a fee for swimming pools and the kids being able to use swimming pools. We managed to take that out of the budget. So it's been a challenge.
Carol, talk about the ice rink that is proposed and the different options you have to fund that.
Well, what we were told during the budget process was that the Economic Development Corporation was putting in for a grant that would fund that, a majority of that, and then that the EDC would be responsible for maintenance and maintaining it, even though it's on park property, so that it wouldn't be an added burden to the park system. And the newspaper, and we received the brownfield information on Monday on this, indicated that now they're looking at funding this through some brownfield dollars, and there's still, for council members, a lot of us have not heard or seen what the exact plan is. Basically, a lot of us have received our information through the press, and we'll be anxious to see exactly what this means. I mean, we did have an ice rink that was available for the public that was part of the mayor's proposal in closing down on Washington Street near the Armory, and so it's going to be interesting exactly what this proposal is. If you remember, not that long ago, we actually refinanced the TIF because there were problems in meeting the obligations of the TIF, and this is where that money would be coming from. And so, my questions are going to be, where are we in the refinancing? Does it make more sense to pay that down than necessarily putting a skating rink in right now?
And, Carol, part of that project includes a sidewalk, a walk span, if you will. I've only got a minute left. Tell me about that, and do we need that?
Well, we've heard over the years that there have been different people in the administration that wanted to have a walkway across the river. We do currently have the pedway that connects the Lansing Center to the Radisson and the parking ramp. We've been very supportive of trying to get that fixed up. You know, the question today is, again, where you spend your money. Do you pay off a bill and reduce debt, or do you add to that debt? And we're going to be interested in hearing those numbers.
All right, Carol, I've got about 30 seconds now. Any new newsy information or meeting that you want to discuss before we let you go?
Well, on Monday night, we'll be dealing with the snow ordinance, fireworks. So, and that's actually a fireworks ordinance, not the fireworks of the snow ordinance. So those will be out there on Monday, and we're interested in hearing what the public has to say and what they're concerns are about those.
All right, Carol, I promise I will not call you at 4:39 a.m. this morning.
Okay.